Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are welcome to the program, Congressman Garrett Graves. Hey, Congressman, how are you?
Hey, doing great. How about you, Dave?
Doing real well. Glad you could be here to join us. I'm looking at the GoFundMe page that you started to raise money for the $100,000 fine that LSU is facing after fans rushed the field when the Tigers beat the number two Bulldogs of Georgia last Saturday. And 524 people have already donated money. You've got $14,282 in that fund. Why'd you start this GoFundMe?
We were at the football game, and when I was going home on Saturday night, we'd watched all these folks go rush the field. If I was down there, I would have rushed the field probably as well.
You weren't in the lower bowl. You weren't in the seats down low, so you did not rush the field.
I did not rush the field. It was too high up.
Okay.
but I would have, I think. So the deal was, looking at all these people having fun, looking at them celebrating, there was a lot of folks who were really excited about LSU's program, how well they played that day, and the fact that we knew a fine was coming, $100,000, give those people an opportunity who went and had fun, who went out on the field, give them a chance to pay it, because quite frankly, they're the ones who caused it. It was done out of fun. We've raised $15,000, and here's the thing. Whenever you do something wrong, whether you get a speeding ticket or whatever else, that's your responsibility to pay it. LSU didn't do this. LSU had the security folks in place and everything they needed to do. Let's let the folks who had fun go do this. And like you indicated, we have had hundreds and hundreds of people, and it's great if you start looking through. You see these little $5, $10, $15 donations, and we're up to approaching $15,000 so far. Here's the other thing, Dave. When LSU's football program is incredibly profitable, the football, the basketball, and sometimes the baseball program, those are the funds that pay for the women's basketball, the gymnastics, the track and field, and soccer, and other sports that LSU has. Then the remaining funds go back to the university. So if you're taking $100,000 from LSU's football program, you're taking it from the Title IX, the women's sports, and the other sports program. You're taking it ultimately from academia. So give people a chance to pay back. A lot of people are high on LSU right now, and as we've seen, people are willing to be generous and throw some bucks in and help to defray the cost.
Yeah, LSU, one of the few programs in the nation. It's only a few. Like, I think it's five maybe right now, where the athletics is actually profitable for the university, has a surplus, and gives money back to academia, and that is the case there. I heard some comments, though, that you had also indicated that if you can raise the $100,000 to pay the fine, you want to also start raising the $250,000 in fines that LSU would face if fans rush the field if the Tigers beat your Alabama Crimson Tide coming up in less than 3 weeks.
Well, look, I think we should go ahead and just prepay that fine against Alabama when we beat them. And that way we don't have any kind of sour feeling after the SEC comes in again and finds us when we beat Alabama in a few weeks.
You got your undergrad at Alabama, huh?
No, I didn't. No.
Okay. You did not attend Alabama.
No, I was there for about a year.
A year, okay.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Yeah, I know there's some misinformation floating around out there. So you went to Alabama for just a year, so you're definitely a Tiger fan, no questions asked.
Look, now this is one of those deals where I was born and raised in Baton Rouge. My father, everybody, my family went to LSU. I was indoctrinated at a young age, and I'm not going to implicate myself too much, but I'll just say that when I was riding my bike to LSU parties, I enjoyed LSU a good bit when I was a little younger, and was just a little bit ready for a change of scenery, and not 13th grade whenever I graduated from high school.
But you could only handle 1 year at Bama. just look at it. After that, you had to get back. You had to get out of that environment, huh?
That's right. Came back to Louisiana and went up to Louisiana Tech and American University.
Let me ask you this. 40% of our listeners who are going to WWL.com, it's not scientific, but it's interesting. It's our Blue Runner opinion poll at WWL.com, say that it's dangerous behavior for fans to rush the field. 60% say it's harmless fun. But you sound like you're encouraging fans, if LSU beats Alabama, to rush the field again.
You know, Davis, it's an interesting thought because certainly, you know, folks have to get over fences or actually for the game on Saturday, they ended up opening up the gates and allowed people to safely get onto the field. But
so they wouldn't be crushed behind the thousands of fans behind them.
And Dave, that's exactly the point. Folks have been crushed because what happens, and we've seen this happen at soccer games, we've seen it happen at football games, where people have literally died or have been sent to the hospital because the upper rows come down and they start compressing those down low. And if you do not open up a relief valve or let folks storm the field, you will have people hurt. I was actually discussing this very issue with top LSU officials yesterday, and they agreed that it actually is a safety issue at some point, and at some point, the right thing to do is ultimately to let folks on the field. And so, and you can watch TV, you can see all these people from the LSU game as they started coming down and compressing on those lower rows. It actually can become a safety issue. And look, I'm certainly not going to go out there and go encourage illegal behavior. Not that this is technically illegal, but you know what? We beat the number two team. Folks were really excited. LSU played an amazing game. It was awesome seeing their high tempo offense out there running over the Bulldogs, and folks were excited. Let them go have fun. Nobody went out there and ripped down the goalposts. They didn't go trash the field. Folks went out there and cheered on their Tigers and congratulated the amazing performance of the team. And I don't have any problem with folks doing that.
And you think that it would be hard to prevent that if they beat number one Alabama coming up in less than 3 weeks?
If I were a security guard or a cop out there after an Alabama game, I think I'd just run to the middle of the field.
For your own safety.
That's right.
Hey, how do you think things are going to go nationwide in the midterms? Do you think that you and the Republicans are going to hold on to control of the House?
Yeah, Dave, I like to look at numbers, and numbers I think show really clear picture. You see a lot of kind of distractions out there where folks are trying to say, oh, look over here at this issue, look over here at this issue, and you're seeing kind of these invented issues related to Russia or related to immigration or what have you. There's some real issues there too, but a lot of them, people are trying to invent issues and distractions. When you look at the fundamentals, we have the lowest unemployment rate in America since I've been alive. We have the lowest unemployment rate for African Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, 65-year low for women, lowest unemployment rate ever for youth, lowest unemployment rate in about 25 years for veterans. I mean, the economy is taking off. 90% of Americans have higher paychecks. So it shows, it's proof that the policies that we have been pushing are working. And these are actually the ones that we need to be continuing, helping to improve the competitiveness of the U.S. economy and allowing American workers to be able to compete fairly with foreign companies.
So you're making a case why the Republicans should hold on control.
Absolutely.
Do you think the GOP will retain control?
Well, so I'm making the case as to why that they should. And it's all about getting that messaging through and helping the voters to understand the reason you do have employment opportunities, the reason you do have better economic security and family security is because of these policies. And so it's all about breaking through the noise and distractions. But I'll tell you, I would much rather the hand that I've got or that the Republicans have right now in regard to the successes and proof that this works, and not just for some small demographic. As I said, this is a very diverse success record that we're seeing that's helping all Americans, and I'd rather, again, have this hand and play it than the others, but it's all about getting the facts out there and not allowing people to get distracted by some of the flash grenades and other things people are trying to throw out there and invent controversy and divisiveness.
Congressman Garrett Graves, thanks for joining us here on WWL.
Thanks, Dave. Take care.
All right, there he goes. Congressman Garrett Graves represents Greater Baton Rouge.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.